clever ear. There's no like big rush, there's no like Godel Ador there in that city. So mainly when you menazev money there, you didn't mean al manas to give it to that big great person. You meant to take it back home to your city. Avuyesham chovir. But if in the city when you were in San Francisco there was a big rov there, a chovir, then tinosan chovir. Then the lochir is mistami. You meant to give it to that Talmud Chacham. That Rashi says hamasasik b'tzorchei tzibur. If there's a big Talmud Chacham taking care of the city, so mistami you meant to give it to him. So Rav Huna said like this. The kol shechein, the aniyah didiyu didchu alai smichi, and I'm glad to hear that the aniyim in your city and the aniyim in my city both come on to rely on me that I should give them the tzedakah. So for sure, the tzedakah you menadiv should go to me, Rav Huna, and he has the right to give out the tzedakah to the aniyim that he sees fit to. Right. So the Mishnah, ein moichrin esho rabim liyochid, something that belongs to a rabim. Let's say you have a shul that belongs to the rabbin. You're not allowed to sell the shul to another person to use it for yochid, to cover private shul. Because you're taken away from its kedusha. If anything that's used for a rabbin, you can't sell it to a yochid. Let's say you have a sefer Torah that belongs to a rabbin, or an aron hakodesh that belongs to a rabbin. You're not allowed to sell it to a private person, because you're taken away from its kedusha. In other words, something that's done by rabbin with a minion, the shechinah is there, it's davashab kedusha, it has more kedusha on it. Mashenka, if we're going to use it privately now, it doesn't have that much kedusha. Diva Rebbe Meir, this is Rebbe Meir Shita. Omru loy, the Chum said back to Rebbe Meir, im keim, if so, af loy miyir gudel liyir katana, not only from rabbin to yochrit should be yosar, but even from a big city to a small city. Like even though there's a minyan in a small city, but l'churah tzayin adayma, a rabbim, 1,000 people doing a mitzvah together, then only 100 people doing a mitzvah together. See, if you go boss the numbers, you shouldn't be allowed to sell a sefer Torah that came from a congregation, a shul of 1,000 people, to a shul of only 500 people. So Gemara says, Shapa karmelei rabbanon rameya. The rabbanon has very good back for rameya. Like, why do you rameya only say from a rabbim to a yochid not? But mashma from one rabbim to another rabbim, you are allowed to sell it, even though the second rabbim is not as great as the first rabbim. So the Gemara says like this: for Rabbi Meir, Meir gedolah liyir katana, miikara kedisha hashtanami kedisha. No, if the sefer Torah was first used in a big rabbim, and now you're selling it to a small rabbim, to a city, but I could put him in that small city, a minion is going to use it. So since it's being used by a minion, it has kedisha. Of Mashen Kain, Liyochid, if you want to sell a Sefer Torah that was used by a rabbin to a private person, Liyochid, the klal is Lekka Kedusha. But a Yochid that has no Kedusha, that's what's awesome. Rashi says Lekka Kedusha, Shein Oimrim Dovashem Kedusha Pochas Me'asara. You can't say Kadesh Baruch Hu in less than a minion. So therefore, a shul that was used by a rabbin has Kedusha. Mashenka in a private basic Knesset doesn't have that much Kedusha. So that's Rav Meir's Svara. You can't sell a rabbim dika shul to a yochid, because you're taking away its kedusha. Mashen came from 1,000 people to 500 people. Since even the 500 has kedusha, he's not machalik between a little bit more and a little bit less. For rabbanon, the rabbanon said like this: Iyikul mechesh ki aygavna nam iyikul mechesh. Once you make a difference between kedusha and not kedusha, the rabbanon said between a lot and a little kedusha, also you should make a chiluk. Mishum beroivam habis melech. Because the klal is, the more people you have there when you do the mitzvah, the bigger the mitzvah is, the greater the mitzvah is, the more kedusha it has. So therefore, the rabbanon's svar is, if you have a sefer Torah that was used by 1,000 people, you should not be allowed to sell it now to only 500 people. Because there's less kedusha in the mitzvah. The Rashi says, rabbanon, Amri, iikol lemechesh ben rav lamat, hochinam iikol lemechesh, mishem baroivam hadras melech, v'loi mishkachas mechira beis ha-knesset selo, you could never sell a shul. El lechashinon, you were not afraid about this. The chiyuv and the shakel d'mei omali lo v'kedusha mula kol d'boy lakech ovid chutz v'dal d'vorm katoni b'seifim. The rabbanon shita is no. Abi is selling the shul and you get money instead, so the kedusha like goes off the shul onto the money, and therefore the shul has no more kedusha. You can do whatever you want with it, like we'll see in the next Mishnah. Only four things big to mavazer it that you can't do, but otherwise you can do whatever you want with it. But Rameyah's svar is no. That a chiluk between 10 and not 10 is the difference between kedusha and not kedusha. Just a chiluk between 1,000 and 500, true there's a difference, but not that much of a difference. But it's a chiluk here. It's a chiddush here that in the halacha b'roivam hadras melech, The mitzvah is a different type of a mitzvah. There's more kedusha in the whole mitzvah. It's not just tam a hider. It's something nicer to do a mitzvah with a lot of people. Here the rabbanon hold that if the sefer Torah was used by 1,000 people, you now want to sell it to pick 2,500 people now. Because the mitzvah that's being done by Rabban, the pshat is every single mitzvah there, it's a bigger mitzvah. There's more kedusha there. The more people are there, the bigger the mitzvah itself is. Because Rav Meir says, true is a bigger difference, but it's not machalik. Since both of them have kedusha, you could sell from a big to a small. Just from not from a minyan to a yochid, that's what's awesome. Mishnah Baita. Ein moichrin beis hakneses el al tanai. You're only allowed to sell a shul only on a tanai. El al tanai. What's the tanai mean? That shim yirtsu yachziru. That if you'll ever want it back, they'll have to sell it back to you. So Rashi says, Elal Tanai, V'yafilu me'rabim l'rabim. Afilu, you want to sell a shul from one rabbin to another rabbin, that the chur is no yiridin kedusha, you're allowed to sell it from one rabbin to another rabbin, still it's also Rameya mechiras chalutin. Rameya says, you're not allowed to sell it a complete sale. The derech bizoyinu, kolaymar einan ve'einav klun. It's not nice to be mevaz of the shul, you have to say it's you, a shul means nothing. That's why you're selling it completely. So you'd be mevazah the shul by selling it. So that what you have to do is, if you want to sell it, you have to make a condition as if to say, I still love the shul. If for any reason I would want it again, I want to be able to buy it back again. Like I'm only selling it to you on a condition that I'm not going to need it. But I'm making a tanai shim yirtze yachziru. That if I need the shul back again, we have a right to get it back from you. Then it's not a bizarre to sell it. That's where Meir Shita. The Chacham Amar L'Chacham say no. Moichrin oisoi mimcharoylem. You're allowed to sell the shul for always. That's not called the bizoyin. You're selling the shul, it's mutter. Drashi liyachid, you can sell to a private person even. Or the chol, tashmas, anything he wants to do with it. Like before, I said before, the chum holds, when you sell the shul, the kedusha goes off the shul onto the money. The shul has no more kedusha. So you can even sell it to a yachid also. Of a chutz mi'abor dvorim. There are four things that you can't sell, that the person that buys it can't make one of these four things out of the shul. Lemerchat, you can't make it into a bathhouse now. Or Lebruski, you can't make it the place that you tan the skin. It smells very bad. Lesfili, you can't make it for mikveh there. Or Lebeis Hamayim. You can't make it, Lebeis Hamayim, Rashi says, Lekvisa, either like a laundry house where you clean your clothing there. And I'm in Lebeis Meraglayim. You can't make a place that you can let out the Meraglayim of your body go there. You can't make it. You can't make the room into a place to mat the Meraglayim. Yeah, Behudu, one of you just says, Moshe Noisa Leshem Chotzer. What you have to do is sell the shul to be a chotzer. You make it like you don't. It's just abi. The person buys it, has in mind to use it for chotzer. That's what the moicher has to have in mind. For lokeach mashir tziyasa. But the yudal's lokeach, when he buys it, he can do whatever he wants with it. Even these four things also. Now the main thing is you can't sell directly for these things. But if you sell stam, then the sale takes place. We say the kedusha goes off the shul onto the money. Now he could do whatever he wants with the shul. Afterwards, he can make whatever he wants with the shul. He can do what he wants with it. Yeah. Yes, we're up to the Gemara now. Mar says now the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, Hechi Daribo. How could the people like live in the shul? How could they sit inside the shul? What's the problem? The heavy law, not a shul now. You sold the shul for somebody to use whatever he wants to. So the person that bought the shul now has a right to live there. So the question is, how could the person live there? Even if you sold it for other people to use it for shul, how could they live there? For heavy law ribis. There should be an issue of ribis. Rameya says when you sell the shul, you have to make a tanai that whenever you want, you could buy it back. So really, it looks as if when the guy gave you the money, he only gave it to you like a teres halvor. As if to say that after the year, whatever you want, you give back the money. So in between now, it looks as if the guy lent you the money, and he was using the house in between, so it looks like ribbis. So, Amr Rabbi Yechon says, Rab Meir b'shitas Rab Yudu Amra. Rab Meir that says in the Mishnah, when you sell the basic necessity to somebody else, like you sold the shul, let's say, to Reuven. So now Reuven paid you $1,000, and Reuven is living in the house. So Rab Meir says that tonight is, that let's say a year later, I want to buy back the shul, so I give you back the $1,000 to this Reuven, and you get the shul back. So it looks as if when Reuven gave the $1,000, he like lent the money for a year. And at the end of the year, you're paying back the $1,000. But in between, during that year, Reuven lived in the house. So it looks like ribbis. Like, since he lent you the money for a year, it looks like because of the lender of the money, you gave him back ribbis, interest, that you let him live in the house. That's the way it looks. So how could there may be matzurit? The Torah says there may holds the shittas of Yehuda Amro. The Yom Rav Yehuda holds sadecha beribis mutter. In a case like this, it's taka mutter. Sadecha means there's only one chance there will be interest, and there's one chance there won't be. And before, we're not talking about a real halvor here. He didn't really lend the money. Really, you made a mechir when you sold it. Like the people now owning the shul sold the shul to Reuven. So really, when Reuven gave the $1,000 back to them, he wasn't really lending them money. It wasn't a real halvor. It was the mechira. So when you're really making a mechira, there's no ribbis deraisa. It's only, it looks like ribbis derabbanan. So mid rabbanan we say, if it's only tzadech, there's only one chance, it'll be ribbis. But there's another chance it won't be ribbis, then it's mutter. Like over here. On the Tanai that the people will never ask for the shul back again, so it's not ribbis. Reuven now paid $1,000 for the shul, and as far as Reuven's concerned, the reason why he's living there now is because he bought it, it's a mechira. And on the side they don't decide to give back the money, there's no ribbis involved. Then Reuven is living there with the beheter. What's the side of the ribbis? That maybe they'll decide later they want to buy the shul back again, so they're going to give back to Reuven $1,000, so it looks like it was just halvor. And since Reuven lived in between there, that's the ribbis. That's only tzadech, and it's a possibility, but it's not for sure what happened. So if you deshitarit tzadech of the ribbis, duch mechira, duch mechris mutter. The tiny will not like this. If you borrowed $1,000 from your friend, and instead of paying him back the money, you let the person hold on to one of your fields, and you told the person, listen, if I don't pay you back the $100 within a certain time, within a month, this field is yours, like I'm selling you the field. Instead of the money, I'm giving you the field. So Lech was like this. Bizman she moicher oichel peiris, bizman the moicher, which here means the loiver when he eats the peiris mutter. And everything is alright, because the malva, the one that lent the money, is not eating the fruits. But lokeich oichel peiris, let's say the lokeich means the one that lent the money, the malva. But Reuven gave $100 to Shimon, and Shimon didn't have money to pay back, so Shimon gave Reuven back a field, and told Reuven... If you lent $100 from your friend, and instead of paying him back, you gave him back a field, so it's like this. Bizman shemoicher rechel peiris, bizman the moicher. The loiver eats the peiris, there's no ribbis, it's mutter. Lokeach rechel peiris. When lokeach, that's the one that the malva. There's Reuven that lent money to Shimon. Now, when Shimon gives him back the field, if Reuven is going to eat the fruits, it's also. Because it looks like ribbis. Because maybe at the end of the month, Shimon will give back the $100. So then, it looks like a pure halvor. And in between, Reuven was eating fruits from the field for ribbis, so that's awesome. Even though it's only a doubt if it will be ribbis, because it could be that Shimon won't pay back the money, and he'll let Reuven keep the field, but there is an echer. Then it was mutter. So even though it's tzad echid, the Tanakhama said it's awesome. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Afilo lokeach echa peris. Even if the moicher, the lokeach, the malvim, Reuven, the one that lent the money, he lent the money to Shimon, and Shimon gave him back a field instead. Even though now Reuven is eating the fruits off the field, still it's mutter. Why? Because it's only called tzadech and beribis. It's not vadeh, there'll be ribis. Like what happened here? Reuven lent $100. But at that time, Shimon said, listen, if I don't have money to pay you back within a month, the field that I'm giving you is your field. In other words, he meant like a mecher. Really, it looks like a mecher. I'm selling you now the field for $100. Just I'm making it tonight that if I want to buy it back within a month, I'll give you back the money and get back the field. So it's like this. On the side, Shimon doesn't give back the money later. So it's a real mechira. So then Shimon sold the field for $100. And after Reuven ate the fruits in between, was beheta gaber, was mamash mechira. But on the side, Shimon decides to pay back the money later. So he gives back the $100. Then there's no sale. The mechira was never chal. So it's only considered like halvor the whole time, and therefore it's also teeth of fruits. Yeah.
Is it mutter or not?
It's a machlokes here. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. The Tanakhama says it's also. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda, I feel like a pair of mutter. It's mutter.
That's what we're saying now. And our Mishnah Remeh holds like a Yehuda, that Sad Echad Ribis, since there's only a doubt, it will really be Ribis and not the Stak Mutter. It's only a Ribis to Rabban, it's only Derech Mecher, it's not a real Halvo, where it's only Derech Mecher, Reb Yehuda holds Sad Echad Ribis is Mutter. The Yom Reb Yehuda, this is Rashi Sheet, at least, in Bab Metzia. The Yom Reb Yehuda, Maitza Bebitus Ben Zoinin, it was a story like this, she also Sodeo Mecher, that she lent money, and the person gave her back the field, Al Pir of Loza Ben Azariah, for Lokeach Echo Paris, and that was the story, that Lokeach the Malva ate the fruits. So you see it's Mutter, there's no Ribis. Or Mullah, they said back to Yehuda, Misham Ryan, from that case you want to bring a proof. I'll tell you the story there was, Moicher Echo Paris. That was not the case that the Moicher, the Lokeach. It was the Moicher, the liberated Paris. V'loi Lokeach and not the Malva. So Mel, there's no Shiloh of Ribis altogether there. But Enechnami, this is the Rabbanan Shita that they hold, Tzad Echab Ribis is Osir. That on the Tzad, you give $100 for a field, but the person has a right to buy the field back anytime he wants, so it's a suffix if it's going to be Ribis or not. On the Tzad, the guy gives his money back again, so now there was never a Mechira, it was only a Halvo, and the fruits you ate was like Ribis. The other Tzad is, no, maybe he won't pay back the money, and it's a Mecher right away, it's Mutter. That's the machlekes of Yud and the Rabbanim, it's mutter or not. So Mora says, my benayu, what's the machlekes between the two of them? That's the machlekes is, tzad echeb ribis ikra benayu. This machlekes. Ma sova tzad echeb ribis mutter. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, since it's only a chance if there'll be ribis or not, it's not for sure there'll be interest here. Therefore it's mutter. Well, ma sova the Rabbanim say no. Tzad echeb ribis also, even a doubt about ribis is also wasa. Tzad echeb is also wasa. Rav says the bigger thing. No, I tell you the Kuli Yalma Tzad Echad Ribis Osir. Everybody holds Tzad Echad Ribis is Osir. Even if it's only a doubt if there'll be Ribis, still it's Osir. Tihocho Ribis Amanas Lahachzer Mikivanayu. Here the Shailer is, Rabbi Yehuda is only Matir like this. That the person say, even later when he gives back the money, so then if the Mechir was not Chal, he says, then Yishna, I'll give you back the Demei Peris that he ate also. In other words, Reuven lent $100 to Shimon. Now Shimon gave him back a field. So now Reuven says, this field, I'm only eating the fruits if you don't ever pay me back. Then it's the Mechira. But on the Tzad later, next month, you pay me back the money, so then the Mechira is not a Mechira, the field goes back to you, so for sure I'll pay you back also all the fruits that I ate. So I'm not keeping Ribis, I'm going to pay you back the Ribis. That's the Machlokes. Ma sova Ribis amanas lach simuta. The Yehuda Shita is that, even on the Tzad, he ate the fruits, but he says he's going to pay it back to you. Because if he's paying it back to you, Tzad Echad Beribis, where it's Amanas Lahachzer, it's Mutter. Well, Ma'asobar Osir, I'm going to say, no, still it's Osir. Even though the Meister, he says, will pay it back to you, but the Meister, at the time, when you're eating the fruits, it looks like you're eating Ribis, that's Osir. Even though you say you pay back the Ribis later, you're not allowed to take Ribis, Amanas Lahachzer later. Fact, the Chom Maimrim, Mechrin Oysay Memcharelem. The Chom said, no, you're allowed to sell a shul, a complete sale. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mutter li yodam lahashtin mayim b'terech da'o rama shal tfila. Even if a person daven, not in a shul, talking about outside in the fields, if you daven someplace, and then after davening you have to be matam, meraglayim, let the water out of your body, you're allowed to. Mutter li yodam lahashtin mayim b'terech da'o rama shal tfila. Even though he's in the da'o rama, it's Rashi lachazman. After you finished, you're allowed to be mashtin there. After you finish davening, you're allowed to be mashtin there. After you wait a certain amount of time, we'll soon see, you'll have to be mashtim there. Omer Rav Yosef, Maika mashtim, what's Yechidish? Tanini, we learned already, that Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Moichrin Oysa L'Shum Chotzer, you'll have to sell the shul, for you tell the person, use it for a chotzer, for a garden, or for a chotzer, for L'Keach Mashiyot Zayatze, and the person that buys it, then can do whatever he wants with it. For Yafil L'Rabbonim, even according to Rabbonim Shittit, he can't do this, he can't sell it, to be used for a Beisak Yisai-like, like Amriella, Beis HaKnesses, the Kviya Kedushase. He only said in the Beis HaKnesses that was used, the Kviya to daven that has such Kedusha, you can't let it change it over into a Beis HaKisei. Avol Dover Achar, to like Kviya Kedushasayu, stam the fact you want daven outside in a place that's not a Kvui, you don't always daven there, it doesn't have a Kedusha. Loi Tani, you didn't say there Loi, it didn't say there that it's also. It's like Pshita you're allowed to. That after you get finished davening outside on the street, that has no Kedusha there, that Mokim. If you have to be Matam, Eraglayim, it's Mutter. Gemara says, Toni Tona Kaimo de Rav Nachman. They learned, they said over name in front of Rav Nachman that I'm a spaller, somebody's davening, Machid Dal Damasumashtin. That after you get finished davening, you should go away, move away from the place where you daven Dal Ramas, and there you should be Mashtin. But not in the same place where you finish davening. And if somebody first goes like his matam, eraglayim, then he wants to daven, he has to walk away daldamas, then he has to daven. These are the two halachas he said. So he said back like this, Omalei, Bishleima ha-mashdin, machik daldamas u-mispalel. Bishleima, you understand, if your first was matam eraglayim, so there's water on the ground, you're not allowed to daven there, you have to walk away daldamas. Tanina, we learned this already, Gemara Brachis, that kama yarchik mihen, how far do you have to go away from eraglayim, u-minatsoye, and from the waist of the body, daldamas, you have to go away daldamas, then you could daven. Even if your back is towards it, it's in back of you, you can't daven unless you're away daldamas. So that's good. If you're mashtin first, you have to walk away daldamas from that place and then daven. Elo hamispalo, machu daldamas mashtin. But it says if you first got finished davening, then when you want to be matam eraglayim, it says you have to walk away from that place daldamas. Lomeli, why? Ihochi kedashtinu lekuli shvil denadoi. Isn't it going to tell me that if you davened outside in the street, that once you davened, they gave that makom kedusha, that you can't be matam eraglayim there anymore, so come out, you can never make like in the street? So, oh, nadoi, all the streets nadoi, you should never be able to be matam eraglayim? Because over at the Rochim davened there in the streets. So if davening one time gives the kedusha, you shouldn't be able to be matam eraglayim in the streets? So the Gemara says like this, Einachnami, it means Tone Yeshoy. It doesn't mean you have to go away from that Makam. The place that you daven in the street has no Kedush at all. You're allowed to afterwards be Matam Eraglayim there. It just means after you get finished davening, you should wait the time it takes you to walk Dalad Amis and then be Mashtin. Don't be Mashtin as soon as you got finished davening. So Mark explains why. Bishleima Mashtin Yeshoy Kedehilich Dalad Amis Mishun Nitzutzais. That's good. That if you were first be matam eraglayim, then you want to daven, you have to wait daldamis, like to make sure that all everything came out of you, that there's no more drops coming out of the body, so you have to wait until the shear of walking daldamis, then you can start davening. That's good if you are matam eraglayim first. Elo mispalo, yishok dehilach daldamis lomeli. But if you are davening first, and then you have to be matam eraglayim, it says you should first wait, and then be matam daldamas later. What do you have to wait for this time? Lomeli. Amar Rav Ashi, shekol daldamas tfiloso isturu bepiv. V'rechushay merachshos v'fasel. The pshat is even after you got finished davening, your mouth like is still whispering, the tefillah is still coming out of your mouth. So if you don't wait this man of daldamas, we're afraid after you finish davening, there's still some words coming out of your mouth. So you'll be mashtim right then, it'll be too late. Yeah. So therefore, even if you get finished davening, you have to first wait daldamis, and then you can wait the time that takes you to walk daldamis, then you can be matam eraglayim. Yeah, right, Simon. Shalu talmidav es Rabbi Zakai. The talmidim es Rabbi Zakai, b'maharach b'yomim. How come you were zoich to have a long life? His omelahem miyomai lo yishtanesi mayim mitoch daldamis shotfilo. I've never matam eraglayim in the daldamis from where I davened. This is like a chumrah. Even though he said you're allowed to, he was machmir, he never did it. Or else maybe means the shear, or else means like we had before. It means the time, you have to wait. The shear, that amount of time after you daven, in order to first be matam eraglayim. V'ayitavloi kenisi shem lechaveira, never gave a nickname to my friend. V'loi bitalti kiddush yom, I never missed making kiddush. Ima zekeino hoisali, I had an old grandmother. Pa machas mochro kippa shabrosha, she once sold a hat. Ve'evioli kiddush hayom, and she brought me wine. Notice she was so poor she didn't have money, so she sold, she was mois and nefer, she sold the hat in order to have money to have wine to make kiddush on. Tanya was learned, kishemesa when she died, hanichala gimel meyaz garva yayin. Like she, by the time she died, Rice says then she became rich, and she had 300 barrels of wine left over. There is b'schus that she was moisa nefesh. When she didn't have anything to sell the little bit she had to get wine, Hashem paid her back. She was zoicha later in life. She had so much wine. And Kishimei Tzu, when he died, the son died, and Niach Labarim left over for his own children, Shloshes Sapayim Garva Yayin, 3,000 barrels of wine. As all this was Mishus, the Tzadek is his grandmother that was Moise Nefesh to get wine for Kiddush. But he also, it says, he also never missed making Kiddush. Vayte Rafuna Hevi Osa Risa, the Koi Kaim of the Rav. Rafuna once was not wearing a belt. Instead, he was wearing a string. He was wearing a string instead of wearing a belt. Is Omalei my high? Like, what happened to your belt? How come you're wearing a string there now? Omalei le heavily kedusha. I didn't have enough money to buy wine for Kiddush. Umeshkanta liyamnayu. And I gave my belt for a mashkin for the wine, so I don't have my belt anymore. Therefore, I had to use a string. Is viasoy be kedusha? Because I pledged my belt. The guy gave me wine for Kiddush. So that was the story with Rav Huna. Is Omalei Sarav Sadak Rav Huna? Ye Rava de Tita Mishroi. Should have a brocha that you should be smothered like with Shiroi, with silk. No, they should be zeichah to have a lot of brocha back because of this. Is the Meister, what happened was like this. Ki Ichlo Rava Brei Rav Huna. When Rav Huna was marrying off his son, is Inish Gutz, no, Ki Ichlo Rava Brei, yeah, when he was marrying off his son, Rav Huna Inish Gutz, Rav Huna was a short person. Is Gana Apuri, he was lying on a bed. As Asian Bante, his daughter, the Kalasa and his daughter-in-law came, Shochan v'shadi minayu alei, that they took off, they found clothing, and they threw it on top of Rav Huna, ad yitzim shiroi, until his mama smothered, he was covered up completely with silk. So it was Mekuyim Rav's bracha, that Rav Huna will be zeich eventually to have a whole pile of silk clothing. Shama Rav heard what happened here, that his bracha was Mekuyim, that Rav Huna, like, got all the silk clothing. The Yitzvot, Rav got angry. Omar, he said back to Rav Huna, my time aloyamarta li, how come you didn't say back to me, ki b'chasecha, when Rav gave the bracha to Rav Huna, how come you didn't answer back, v'chein lamar? Rav Huna should have answered back, v'chein lamar, you should also be zecha with this bracha. Rav gave the bracha to Rav Huna. So now Rav Huna got rich, got the shiroyim. So you had a taina to Rav Huna, how come you didn't say back to me, v'chein lamar? Mashu, when you get a bracha from somebody, you're supposed to say back, v'chein lamar, you should also be zecha to have the bracha. Shalu Tamidah Rashab Laza Ben Shemua. But Maharach Diyam, how will you come to Yuzerchot have a long life? Omalem, Miyoma, Loyasisa, Kapanu, Lamenta, Knesses. I never made a